My name is GX Jupiter Larson, and I'm a, the English expression is jack of all trades, master of none, which I think is very accurate because I dabble, I work in many different mediums and many different fields, but essentially, I believe that most people know me as a noisician, that I work in noise and noise compositions and noise installations, and I work in noise a lot because one of my major interests is entropy, and people associate noise with entropy, I think, more often than not. And noise is usually something that people don't want to hear, but I find the textures very interesting. And I find there's many things can be translated into noise. The concept of decay, erosion, very easily amplified and manipulated by sound. And I find the dynamics within this field very interesting. My interest in radio comes primarily because I have found it to be one of the most efficient ways to disseminate information. Primarily because, more so than many other mediums, you have the accidental listener, what I call the accidental listener. You can go through the dial trying to find something to listen to that you want to hear, and in the process, you will come across things that you have little to no interest in, but you encounter them nonetheless. So there's kind of this random chance operations when it comes to the makeup of your audience, that many people will come across your broadcast unaware of what they're listening to, because they did not deliberately tune you in at a specific time. They may be just bored trying to find something interesting to listen to. And I found with the feedback that I get from many of my broadcasts, most of the people who listen to me on radio are people who found me by accident. And these are people I would not have been able to communicate with any other way. You can make the argument that anyone walking into a bookstore may discover your books by accident. That's true. And same thing flipping through the dial of a TV set. People may find your videos by accident. But I found bookstores and TV channels less accessible than the radio wave. I found radio much more accessible to me. And therefore, I'm able to randomly find people more easily. In that sense, all mediums are equally as interesting to me. The book, the film, the video, the installation, the object, environments, radio, the computer, the internet, they're all equally interesting. I really cannot honestly say that I'm any drawn more to any one medium more than the other. I think they all have unique characteristics. And some projects will work better as a radio show than a book, but at the same time, there are some projects that work better as a book than a radio show. Not that one cannot be translated into the other. And I find that, and the reason why I'm a jack of all trades is because maybe what interests me the most, even more so than entropy, is how the idea of entropy, or any idea, can be translated through one medium to another, like a filter. You know, it's like radio is a filter, the book is a filter, the film, these are all different filters that affect the information that's going through them. And how these different filters can translate or modify the meaning or the context of information, I find very interesting. Yes, there's certain mechanics of radio I find very attractive, and the paraphernalia, the environment, the dynamics, the personnel, the the collaborative nature of radio. It's a very appealing medium, and I always look forward to working in radio. But in the big picture, I have to say that I also enjoy writing books, illustrating comic books, publishing comic books, doing paintings, sculpture, working on film and video. I enjoy too, but for different reasons. Radio has been a very important medium in my life. In being able to disseminate the information that I want to be able to share the kind of experiences that I want to share with people, but also as a networking tool. I've found radio people who work in radio to be very open-minded to the things I want to explore and express. And so it's been really, working in radio has been one of the most positive experiences I've had in any of the mediums. Film people tend to be very narrow-minded. I'm sure I've alienated a whole bunch of listeners, but it's true. I live in Hollywood, and film people have very different priorities. And they're very interested, although they are open-minded to experimental films and seeing experimental films, they do not want to finance experimental films or help make experimental films. They have very different financial priorities. And so when I want to work in film, it's a lot more difficult, and I don't do it nearly as often as, you know, working in radio or publishing comic books, because that can be... Publishing comic books is very self-contained. It doesn't take much effort. I haven't had my own private radio show. That was when I lived in Vancouver, and that was back in the mid-80s. I've had access... I've shared radio shows with other people. There was, still is actually, a radio program called No Other Radio. It's on KPFA in Berkeley in California, a show which I've co-hosted many times and performed on a number of times. There's a radio, a very good, very interesting student radio station at Foothills College, which is just south of San Francisco. Very interesting, very eclectic, student radio, and I've done many, many shows on that, both as a guest and as a producer. Now that I live in L.A., there's KPFX, and there's a program primarily produced by Damien Romero, who is maybe America's greatest living noise artist. It'd take me hours to explain why, but he does exceptional work and is not well known outside of America. But he's for over 12 years has done this amazing radio program and has quite often guest performers and guest hosts. And I'm featured on that show very often. So, you know, I've traveled since I left Vancouver. I've been on the road. I travel a lot. And so to do a regular weekly show is just impossible, since most of the last, you know, 18 years I've actually spent a lot of time traveling. Well, maybe not so much the last 8 years, but the 10 years after I left Vancouver, I was constantly traveling. So I learned how to do radio as a guest. You know, when I lived in Vancouver, I did radio as the producer, as the host. And once I left Vancouver and just started traveling around the world constantly, I had to modify my approach to radio. But radio allows that. You know, that's the great thing about the medium, is that there's a certain, you know, anonymous quality to the voice. These are disembodied voices, disembodied sounds, more so than TV, because TV, you still see something. There's still some kind of connection between the voice and the body or object. And in radio, you don't. Everything, the sound is really divorced from the source. One of the great things about radio. And so I can do my little radio shows and make them performances, even if they don't sound like performances to the audience necessarily. You're able to infiltrate, kind of invade other people's territory and do your performances, do your presentations, and yeah, it's just accepted. You know, it's some weird little side trip that the listener will end up taking unknowingly. And anyway, so this strategy of like being a guest as opposed to being a producer on radio really became my main strategy to do radio, is not to have my own radio show, but in fact just go on to other people's shows and kind of enforce my aesthetic, at least temporarily, on the airwaves that I'm visiting. And to me, that proved way more efficient in the dissemination of information, and also successful in exploring radio as a filter, because different radio stations exist under very different circumstances. Not every radio station that I go to is state funded. Some are pirate stations. Some are run by universities or technical schools, and each one has a very different approach to how to, you know, broadcast and how to even frame their radio shows. So you learn to improvise in how you do your radio performances. One of my radio shows was one that I did in Vancouver, where there was 1 week and I went to the studio to do my regular show with my regular guests, and the transmitter was down. The transmitter was broken, and the only thing going over our signal was just static. So I decided to stay. I sent all my guests home, and I just decided to stay and record the static that was going over the airwaves during the time that my show usually was broadcast. Then the following week, I went back to the studio with the recording of the previous week's static and broadcast that properly as a radio show. Yeah, so I did it because I thought, well, primarily because it was a very funny thing to do. And intellectually, I couldn't help but enjoy the idea that you document a mistake and then present it under pristine conditions so that you preserve the quality of the mistake. And that, to me, I found kind of stimulating of an idea. And but what I thought was very interesting, that many of my regular listeners would call me at the studio and tell me what they did when the show wasn't on the air, but also explain to me how the static that they heard at their house was different than the static that I heard at the studio. So this was interesting, and this was very funny, but at the same time it was great because it meant that people really were listening, and that it didn't matter if it was a mistake. You know, it didn't matter if it was a technical error. The fact that people still, I trained my listeners well enough to actually still listen, regardless if it was the actual show or not. So I found that really successful. And I kind of tried to, you know, and it was such a successful show, such a successful exercise. In many of my radio shows, I try to kind of keep a little bit of that. I try to make the show actually sound like static. And I do a lot of radios where I do mix in live static to the amplified erosion or the paper tearing or whatever it is that I'm doing. Because I like the fact that you can make radio or any medium, you know, sound or look dirty, include the mistakes. That kind of force people to really listen. I guess someone said that you can only understand something. You only understand how something works when you experience how it doesn't work, how it breaks down. And I like to keep a little bit of that in everything I do.
Gerard, yes? It's time to stop.
Okay.